thank you, Mason. I come here every just to hear you play that song. I love it. I really do. Hello, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to the Julie Mayer Psychic Medium Show. I'm Julie Mayer. I'll be your hostess for the next hour of enlightenment, communication, and just plain fun as I take live calls and chat with my special guest. I would like to say a very special hello to any first-time listeners. Welcome aboard. We are so glad to have you along for the ride. This hour goes by fast, so buckle up and don the appropriate headgear. Those of you in Arizona, and those of you who want to be in Arizona, mark your calendars now. Halloween 2008 is going to be a spooktacular ghost hunting fun fest in Bisbee, Arizona. If you will recall an earlier special guest, your ghost host Renee, of Bisbee and Tombstone Ghost Tours, well, she's got something else up her sleeve, and it's not a bunny. You can either email me for details or Google old Bisbee ghost tours and get the rundown from the tour guide herself. Her website is www.oldbisbeeghosttour.com. I may or may not be there, depending on what we have going on here in Lewis Anchorage. We are attempting to brew something up for you here in Alaska. Right now, we're still shopping for all the ingredients. Eye of newt, tongue of toad, a place to be, a comb, a candy bar. If you have any input, let me know. Community and unity means a really good time. A sewing party like none other. Those of you out there with a nose for ghost hunting fun will not want to miss Renee's events. She has another one scheduled in January. Stay tuned for details. I'll be there for sure. Fashionably late, but in full costume for the Halloween party. Call me eclectic as can be. We are planning to have a group mediumship reading session, a ghost hunting weekend complete with paranormal investigators, and a small vendor expo. This is going to be one fun weekend. Hopefully, it won't snow. I'm trying to persuade a few readers from the Great Land to tag along, and if they follow, you are in for a treat. We have some phenomenal readers up here. I'd like to give a shout-out to Pamela J. Steffen, the magic-handed massage therapist residing at the end of the hallway.
What hallway is that?
You can find her in Palmer, Alaska, at the hottest spot on the map, the downtown Palmer Plaza. Also home to Alex Papasavra's phenomenal Turkey Red Cafe and Bakery, and that other neat little store that sells chocolate voodoo dolls, known as Non-Essentials. I love that mall. When I'm in Palmer, that's where I love to shop, snack, and lose the tension I carried in on my shoulders. If you haven't found this little jewel yet, it's right on the main street across from the train station in Palmer. If you haven't been to Palmer, Alaska, you simply must find your way there. If you're just finding your way around here at BBS Radio, please click on the show title and go to my homepage. If you're enjoying this show, please access the archives to listen to other action-packed episodes. We haven't solved the country's energy crisis or found Batman's cave, but we sure do have fun. Our intention is to lighten up the planet. This way you can also get to know me a little better. Who am I? Why am I a reader? What do I have to offer the world? And why, this is my favorite, am I in Alaska? On the homepage, you will also find the toll-free, from anywhere on the planet, call-in numbers. You will find my contact information, and if you would like to schedule a personal, private reading with me via the telephone or in person, you can get the information there. I book up quickly these days, but I'm always available by appointment for those who wish to have a private read. For those of you who don't know, if you can't get through on Station 1's toll-free numbers, you're encouraged to muscle in on Station 2's toll-free numbers. That means click on Station 2 and use the toll-free numbers listed there. You'll have a few more to pick from, and from what I hear, a better chance of getting through. So get your dialing finger ready and get ready to make your move. We would love to gift you with a brief reading here on the show tonight. The purpose of mediumship readings is to let you know that your loved ones on the other side are accounted for and still very active in your life. Their messages are often filled with validation that they do see you and that they do love you very much. The purpose of this show is to let you know that I'm out there, or up here, as the case may be. I'm available for private readings, seminars, and group readings. I will be in Bisbee, Arizona in January for a mediumship seminar. Plan now to attend by calling the Copper Queen Hotel and booking your room. There will also be a small expo for readers who wish to join in the fun. A spooky weekend in the oldest functioning hotel in the good old U.S. of A. I may be coming to Seattle in September and October, so keep that in mind. It all depends on the price of airline tickets. You can always find me here in Alaska on Sundays, Thursdays, and some Mondays at Stars of Alaska. It's a good idea to contact me directly for an appointment. Walk-ins are always welcome if I'm not booked. I love this store. Plenty to look at while you're waiting for your reading. I also teach mediumship development circles to those who are serious and willing to expand their horizons. The standard I teach to is this: to educate readers to become professional psychic mediums. There is no woo-woo to what I do, and it is in no way a special gift for the select few. It is a technique that, if learned and applied, can help anyone to get in contact with their higher self, the psychic realm, and the other side. All it really takes is a sincere commitment. For those of you interested outside of Alaska, I'm in the process of setting up a teleconference class. If you are interested in attending, let me know. Gwen, you are the first on this list. Please keep in mind that mediumship is not a replacement for grief counseling and should never be used as such. If you find that you're stuck in the grieving process, please seek out a licensed professional grief counselor in your area. Psychic mediums are not grief counselors. As usual, we're coming to you live tonight from the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom, located on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor in rainy Anchorage, Alaska. Stars is your place for crystals, beautiful semi-precious cathedrals, fossils, books, and music. If you're in search of a metaphysical connection, this is the store for you. Stop in and shop, and tell them you heard about them here. Stars also specializes in authentic Alaskan hospitality. Suzanne offers a free world peace meditation every Sunday at 11. If you are a peace-minded person and wishing to meet others of similar direction, do stop in. As always, you are welcome to call in for short mini-reads on the show tonight. Check your current screen for the toll-free from anywhere call-in numbers. If you can't get through on Station 1, please go to Station 2. And once you're live on the air, please turn off your speakers. The feedback makes it impossible for me to hear and understand you. These mini on-air reads will only scratch the surface of the message which is waiting for you. If you like my delivery and style and would like to schedule a private and in-depth reading with me, just click on the show title and follow it to my information page. You can email me via my holistic listing page or direct email link on my homepage here at BBS. All queries are answered and phone reads are gladly booked. I also offer group reads for groups of 10 or more. If you're having a party and need something different, I would love to be your entertainment. We have a party planner who would be happy to put together your event. She is Erica, the party princess, and she is hands down the best party and wedding planner I have had the privilege to meet. I've met quite a few.
She's awesome, isn't she?
She is something else. If you have any kind of event coming up and need some help, send an email and we'll get you in touch with Erica. When forming your questions tonight, please keep in mind that we are not readers who tell fortunes or predict futures. All readings come from where your energy rests at the moment. We cannot give medical diagnosis or financial advice. If we all knew the future, what would be the point of living in the moment? You form your future by the choices you make and the thoughts you carry. Any information we share regarding this is based on energy available to us here and now. If you change one aspect, you have changed the future. Never give your future away to anyone outside of yourself. You are always the ultimate authority of your truth and your life's direction. Readers can't solve your problems, but readers can help you see them from a different perspective. We are only the translators of your message, not the originator. We often speak in symbolism. We are only able to pick up on the energy that you will allow us to pick up on. In short, we are radios who are receiving incoming signals and bringing you the song. We are also able to pick up on messages from consciousness across the veil. We are not in charge of who calls in or who speaks from the other side, but we are in charge of getting the message through and making the symbolic connections. Your honest feedback and participation will only aid in the process. As John Edward is known to say, if your head is shaking from side to side and your mouth is saying no, then you aren't listening. John is a wonderful medium, and he's funny. He gets the point across. Keeping that in mind, I'd like to say a short prayer to claim our space, and we can begin the show. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time and thank you for this space. We ask that you surround us all with a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road on which we walk. We now open the gates to guides, guardians, and angels from the fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed to the other side, you're welcome and encouraged to come through at this time. We now close that gate to those who carry negativity and dross. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, these readings here or hereafter. We call on the archangels. Please surround us individually. Please surround us collectively. And with this claiming of our space, we can now begin. Well, I've had such a swell time the past two shows with Janet, I invited her back again.
Hey, Janet.
Hey, you and Ashley and Erica got me.
And we had fun doing it, too.
How were you able to mask your intentions so I had no idea what you were up to?
Well, you taught us well. We just made sure we put our energy in just multiple places.
Well,
by my head, we're getting pretty good.
I'm impressed. I'm usually pretty tuned in to what's going on. I guess the universe just thought I needed to have a very good time.
There you go.
Yeah, I think we can now officially hand you the masked sidekick badge. What do you say?
Awesome. No pressure, though, right?
No pressure. Feel the pressure.
Yeah.
Speaking of pressure, I think I already heard a beep, so I think we already have a caller. Let's go ahead and take that.
All righty.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Julie. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I'm feeling like a Cuisinart. Does that make sense?
No.
Is your stomach upset?
No.
Okay, mine is.
Well, it might be slightly off balance. I ate crap I shouldn't have eaten tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'll survive.
I wouldn't say that, but that's what I'm feeling like, yeah. Yeah, my stomach feels really off.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's your stuff. I'm just going to give it back. Janet, what are you picking up on this lady?
No, I see a lot of green.
Okay. Good green or dark green or light green or?
Dark green.
Dark green? Okay. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
Normally when I get dark green, it means just that I've eaten something that didn't agree with me.
Okay. All right. Stay close to the bathroom.
Can we move on?
Yes. I'm getting olives, too. I'm getting red and green. So I'm thinking there's a heart issue and a base chakra issue. I'm also seeing my dad. Is your father crossed?
Yes.
Yeah, he wants to tell you hello.
Oh, excellent. Hi, Daddy.
Do you have his digestive history?
I have no idea.
You might want to check into that.
Okay.
Yeah, here's what they're showing me. This is how fun symbolism is. My dad used to swallow macaroni whole, and then he would burp. He would double burp, burp, burp. And that's what I'm getting. So I'm feeling like you've got some issues, digestive and otherwise, that come from him. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and something about kittens and mittens. Do you understand that?
Probably if I think about it for a minute, but not right now.
Did you have a cat when you were a little girl that you named Mittens?
I did.
Was her name Mittens?
No, it was a Mitzi.
Was it a female?
It was a girl cat named Mitzi.
Mitzi. Okay, that's kind of close. I'm going to... I'd like to say that
stretch
counts.
Stretch it out, yeah.
Okay, and I'm getting flowers. Is your mom crossed also?
Yes.
Yeah, they're both right here with you.
Oh, excellent.
I've got goosebumps.
They're always with me.
They're with me right now. Please take care of the heart chakra issue you've got going on.
Okay, I'll go to the bathroom when I get off the phone.
Well, no, heart chakra too. You've got some old stuff you need to let go.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand what that is?
No, actually, I've been pretty happy lately.
Okay, is there some old family stuff that's bubbling?
No.
Okay, do you have a sister?
Do I have a sister?
Uh-huh.
I have three of them.
Okay, is there one of them that you don't get along with really well?
There's two of them that I don't speak to.
Okay. I'm not going into who I'm seeing on this one, but I'm going to say. Please protect yourself, your energy, your peace of mind. That's very important.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Do you work in a hospital or a medical setting?
I work for a cardiologist. That's probably what you see.
Okay.
I work for a heart specialist, so maybe that's what you see.
No, this is your green.
My green. Okay.
This is your green. And I'm getting from Mom and Dad. They're showing me my symbolism, which I won't go into, for watch your sister. Okay?
For what?
Watch out for your sister.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes in their quest to do the best for us, they kind of do the worst for us.
Did you say watch out for my sisters?
Watch out for your sisters. Yeah.
Oh, please. I ignore them entirely.
Okay. Well, watch out. Sometimes there's a sneak attack from behind, and I kind of feel like that might be what's going on. So
that'd be a real good trick.
I'm feeling dizzy. I don't know what that means exactly, but I just, you know, I feel like my head's spinning.
I was hoping my dad's sister was with him.
What's that?
I was hoping my dad's sister was with him.
Okay, Janet just picked up on something about dizzy. Is there any connection to physically feeling dizzy for you?
No.
Okay.
I used to get dizzy spells.
Oh, okay. Well, hello. This is from Dad. We're going to talk about symbolism tonight. That's
okay.
What this show's about. And sometimes as mediums, we get physical symptoms, and that's part of our symbolism.
Oh, okay.
So I would take heed to what's going on with your body and the dizzy thing.
Huh.
That's an old thing, isn't it?
It's been a while since I had the dizzy spells.
Okay, it might be coming back.
Oh, great.
And I think it's connected to stress because I'm seeing my symbolism for watch your back again.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Are you sitting in a rocking chair?
No, not right now, but I usually am.
Okay, you're supposed to go sit in the rocking chair.
Fine.
Wow, you're wide open. This is great. Janet, are you picking anything else up?
No. Just the dizziness. I mean, it just keeps going, and it almost feels like I'm on a boat going, you know.
Well, maybe I'm going on a trip.
What's that?
Maybe I'm going on a trip.
No, I think this ties in with physical dizzy stuff.
Oh. Oh, well, I did just get dizzy a minute ago because I was on the exercise bike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I got dizzy on that.
Score, Janet. Hit.
I forgot about that.
Okay.
That's why I got off. It made me dizzy.
Silly old dizzy on the exercise bike girl. We give everybody on this show names. We have Moose Herd Lady. And Dizzy on the Exercise Bike Lady. Does Three Musketeers mean anything to you?
Other than being a candy that my mother used to eat, I think.
Okay. When you see or smell a Three Musketeers bar, do you think of your mom?
Not really. I don't like them, if that means anything.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Not a dog. What was happening is I was tasting a Three Musketeers bar, and I felt real mama love.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So I don't know if you ever smell. They're a really sweet candy. If you ever smell that around you, know that your mom is there with you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
She probably
mom said, a big lady?
Was she a big lady?
Was she a big lady?
She was overweight. She was a little lady, actually. She was about 5 feet tall, but she weighed like 180 pounds.
Did she have a large bottom end?
A large what?
Bottom end.
Bottom end?
Where she sat.
Oh. You mean, did she have a big butt?
Does she have that?
Yes, we all have big butts.
Okay, and she's making me feel like let's be proud of that.
Yeah, that's the Italian in her.
Okay, well, yeah, and I'm getting reference from my mom who said you got the family butt, and thank God I didn't.
So yeah, we're the originators of the J-Lo butt.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Please take care of whatever's going on with your digestive system.
Yes, ma'am.
Please watch your back.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I do that.
Just far away, they can't hurt me.
Please watch your back. Okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. God bless you.
Thanks. Cool.
That was fun.
Good job. So just a little bit of a background on Janet, for those of you that are listening. Janet has been studying mediumship for a few years now, and I've kind of lost count how many. We're starting to understand that her focus and her strength to be in the psychic realm. She seems to be tuning into the here and now as it happens, kind of live and unfolding like the dizzy thing, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Please take this, ma'am. I'm about to fall over. What this means to you is that Janet is like a lifetime commentator. What's your specialty lately, ma'am?
Seems to be car accidents.
Yeah. What's your symbolism for that?
I get a metal taste in my mouth. That's how it starts. And then I pick up on other, like, what else happens, like the airbag deploying. I see a big flash of white.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, the person has a hurt arm, if whatever gets hurt, that's what hurts on my body.
How long do you feel that hurt?
Typically just for a few seconds. It seems like it's just for a few seconds if they pass.
Okay, that's the key right there. If it's somebody that's still here, how long do you hold on to that feeling?
Basically, it's supposed to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I hear another beep. You ready?
Sure.
All right, then. Hello? Hello? We'll try one more. Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Can you hear me?
I am ready. How you doing?
I'm great.
Cool. I get a bunny rabbit. Are you a night person?
Am I a night person?
Yeah. Do you get most of your work done at night?
Oh, not really.
Are you a thinker at night?
I dream a lot.
Okay. Are you writing these things down?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Because, yeah, you need to be. I feel like you get your best work done at night.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if it's not pertaining to your day job?
Okay.
Do you stay at home? Are you a mommy?
No. Okay. I'm a mom, but I'm a grown-up mom.
You're a grown-up mom? Okay. Are you still very connected to your children?
Yes.
Okay, because I see a bunch of little running around this mom. Janet, what do you pick up on?
I got horses.
Okay.
I don't know if she works like a horse or if she, in tune to horses, works around horses or has something to do with horses.
You got any horses there?
I cannot hear her.
Oh, okay. She picked up a horse and didn't know if you worked like a horse or if you have a lot of horses around you.
I can hear you. That's good.
Okay.
I was married to a man with horses at one time.
Okay. Anything going on with horses at all right now?
No.
You working too hard?
Pardon me?
Are you working too hard?
Am I working too hard?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on vacation this week.
When you're not on vacation, do you work too hard?
I work too hard.
Do you feel like you do?
I'm afraid I cannot hear you.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to let you go then.
No, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Just
remember the horse.
I just got a fuzzy line or something. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Everything happens for a reason.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, let's talk about this now since she can probably hear since she's off the phone.
Okay.
What does horse mean to you symbolically?
Normally, it means that like a workhorse. It means that the person's working hard or long hours or has a lot of load.
Mm-hmm. What kind of horse were you picking up on?
Workhorse.
A workhorse? I was seeing
a
really black draft horse, like a Belgian draft horse.
I was just getting a horse, like a... just a regular horse.
Yeah. Okay. A horse is a horse is a horse,
horse
of course.
Yeah.
I thought this was interesting. Since the years that I've been teaching, I've really come to understand, and it's kind of funny. Readers have the same symbolism a lot of times, like for marriage, mm-hmm. divorce, baby girl, baby boy. But a lot of our kind of blanket symbolism is usually very, very different. It's kind of fun to go behind the scenes and look into our thought process.
Right.
Yeah. Begin to understand the nuts and bolts of this phenomenal communication. That's so
right.
Cool. Okay. Well, let's try another one.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. It's
How
Anna
are you?
And Cecil.
Huh?
It's Anna and Cecil.
Hi, Anna and Cecil. What are you doing?
Nothing. We listen to you guys all the time, and Janet, we're just so proud of you. Yay!
Well, thank you. It's been a long time I hadn't seen y'all.
I'm sorry?
It's been a long time since I've seen y'all.
I know.
Yeah.
We've been flying like crazy.
Yeah. Anna and Cecil are our favorite pilot and stewardess in the whole state.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Janet drives like Cecil flies.
Don't be telling that.
Hey, Anna, does the name Willie mean anything to you?
Who?
Willie?
Uh-huh. That's my grandma's nickname for my grandpa.
And they're still here, right?
My grandma's here, yes.
Okay, all right. And Willie was her nickname for him?
Yeah, he used to call her Willie.
Okay, because I'm hearing the name Willie.
Aww.
Yeah. If you can let her know.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
Cool.
Does anything having to do with the chest have anything to do with one of them?
A chest?
Yeah, I'm getting chest pains.
You guys having chest pains?
Chest pain?
Uh-huh.
Whoa, yes, me.
Go, Janet.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah, they don't know what's going on. They think, I have a weak spot. You know, I quit smoking a year ago. Yay. And at first they thought it was emphysema. Then they decided, nope, it's not emphysema, that I had pneumonia, and then maybe asthma. I had a hole in my lung.
Wow. That's quite a few to choose from.
Yes. Well, I definitely had the hole in the lung and pneumonia.
Okay.
They don't think I have emphysema, which is really great.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only 34.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're thinking maybe allergy, asthma.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Okay.
They're not really sure.
You picking up anything else on her, Janet?
Yeah, I was getting the hard to breathe, which
okay.
typically means asthma.
Okay.
Bronchitis or asthma or something like that.
Now, does asthma mean anything to you symbolically?
Are you talking to me?
Not that. I'm so new to this that I haven't figured a lot of the symbol as.
To me, it means being so mad I'm going to hold my breath.
Yeah.
Or are you upset at a situation or something, Anna?
Yes.
Okay. Get over it. I've been trying. because that's what, when I feel that or I get that, and it kind of reminds me of a two-year-old. It's like, I can't have that? Fine, I'll just stop breathing. You know?
During the tantrum, huh?
So, really go in and focus on that anger and ask your lungs what they're trying to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. And I get Cinderella. Is there a reference to Cinderella in a pink dress?
Not that I know of.
Do you connect with that? I know you don't look like Cinderella.
Yeah.
You look like me, only a lot better.
Do I want to be a princess? Why, yes.
Uh-huh. No. Okay, all right. I get the color pink, and what I'm seeing, that color pink for me means universal love and acceptance, and this might kind of hinge around needing to accept yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
You're my favorite stewardess.
Thank you. Well, we're just very proud of you, Janet, and yay!
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, thanks.
Well, hopefully we'll see you on Sunday soon.
All right. That'd be great.
That would be nice. Hey, good night, Anna and Cecil.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
She did. She quit smoking. Boy, that was not an easy task for her.
Yeah, she's doing good.
Yeah, I know some people just would love to smoke, you know, and sometimes you realize that you shouldn't be doing it, and you quit for the right reasons, and that's just so cool.
Yeah, I'm always happy to see somebody quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet. Working on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Symbolism for those of you that don't know that are listening, you know, what are they talking about? Symbolism is a reader's alphabet. And what really takes the time in developing mediumship and psychic abilities is realizing what the symbolism means. It's kind of like learning the alphabet. and then putting the letters together and making a word and then making a sentence and making a paragraph and then being able to read the whole story.
And that's the tough part.
That's the tough part. Yeah, that alphabet can be a bugger. Yeah. So, well, we got another beep. Let's go ahead and take that.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fine. I feel the need to slide you right over to Janet.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Well, hi, Janet.
Hi there.
I'm in the frigid north, too.
Oh, good. Are you outside?
No, I'm in the hallway of my office.
Oh, I'm seeing you outside. You either want to be outside or you should be outside or...
Not in this rain.
Okay, I know. And that's why it was strange that... I picked up on outside.
I'd like, love to be if the sun was out.
Mm. Can I ask a question?
You bet.
Is there a connection to the name Jody?
Jody.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm seeing a fudgesicle, and that reminds me of the name Jody.
No.
Any connection to fudgesicle?
A fudgesicle?
Uh-huh.
No.
I'm going to give you back to Janet.
Good. <That's it. laughs>
So this is Susan, who I see you next week, Julie.
Okay. Now I can't read for you.
Oh, you can't?
Nope, you blew it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope.
See, that's why she couldn't.
Oh, I've been dying
to
ask.
That's why I slid you in the first place. There was some reason I needed to slide you. Yeah.
Oh, and I just wanted to ask one question. All
hey,
right.
Ask Janet. She's really
okay,
good.
Okay, Janet, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
I have, my sister just went to San Diego on a family trip, and she had a major issue with her daughter, and I'd like to know if she's going to be able to work it out while she's there.
Well, I immediately saw blue. When you said you wanted to ask me a question, I saw blue, and typically that means healing or if, you know, a peace. So I'm getting the impression that, yeah, it'll be worked out.
Oh, good.
And can I interject something?
You bet.
Me and my mouth here. I just can't be quiet. I'm seeing an owl with big glasses. That tells me this is a really deep learning experience for those two.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be good in the end.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Any feelings on me?
You a smoker?
Hmm?
Are you a smoker?
I wasn't, and now I am.
Darr. Stop it.
All right.
Okay.
I'm getting something with my right foot. Normally when I get right foot, I've learned to realize that means that somebody has a heavy foot. They're a fast driver.
Oh yeah. That's me.
You should slow down.
I need to slow down.
You need to slow down.
Okay.
That's what it's telling me, that you need to slow down.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll try to slow down.
Very good. Susan, is your stomach upset too?
No, I just had a sandwich.
I feel scared.
Really?
Yeah.
And I've got a lump in my throat as well. I thought that was me. But
no, I feel really scared. Yeah.
Huh.
Are you really upset about your sister?
Yes.
Okay. That would be scared. Yeah.
Just for her, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, Crystal says hi.
Hi, Crystal.
She says hi, Crystal. We're listening to you together today.
All right. See, this show brings so many friends together. I think it's just cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Susan, okay. We'll see you next
soon.
Week.
Very soon.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Uh-huh.
All righty, bye-bye.
Yep. Yeah, if this is the first time you guys are listening, if I know who you are, it makes it really hard for me to be accurate and read for you. It doesn't make it impossible, but what happens is we like to come in with a clean slate and not know who or what. So it makes it, is that right, Janet? It makes it a lot easier?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's actually more, for you budding mediums out there, it's actually more of a challenge to sit down face-to-face with somebody and read for them. because your left brain is trying to sort things out and give you make judgments and things like that. And as a reader, you really need to put that on the back burner. So talking on the phone's out a lot easier. So you said you got the color blue.
I did.
For her. And that meant what?
In my little pea brain, it means healing or peace. that's normally what I think of when I see blue.
Okay.
It's healing.
Was it a light blue, a dark blue, or a...
It was a light blue.
Okay. What would you think if you got a dark blue?
Dark blue means physical healing.
Yeah.
Whereas the lighter blue means a peaceful, emotional healing.
Okay. Ah, very good. Okay. Well, I hear another beep. Let's go ahead and take it.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm trying again. I couldn't hear you on my first call.
Okay. I just got a cheeseburger.
You got a what?
A cheeseburger.
Oh.
Are you trying to change the way you eat?
Am I what?
Trying to change the way that you eat.
Oh, yes. I'm trying to change the way that I eat.
Okay. What cheeseburger means to me, I have a friend who has cancer. And
ooh.
Well, it happens. And anyway, one of the ways to deal with cancer is to deal with nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this wonderful resource of a person who's no longer here, but her information is named Hannah Kroger.
Okay.
Hannah teaches us that you should not eat two different parts of the cow together at the same time. Thus, you shouldn't have a cheeseburger because it's the cow and milk.
Okay.
Two things that come out of the cow. Google Hannah Kroger.
Okay.
She's got some really cool information.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Janet, what are you picking up? This is our horse person.
I can hear you now. There is a strong horse sense because as soon as she said hello, I said, that's the horse person. I see a horse every time I hear your voice.
You still see a horse?
I still see a horse.
Huh. Well, all I can say is I was married to a man that was a rodeo cowboy.
Is he coming back around?
I was going to say, he's still in the picture or coming back in the picture.
Oh, gracious, no. He's the father of my daughters, but...
Oh, so he is still in the picture.
Oh, well, I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to meet someone new that has horses.
There you go.
Or maybe I'm moving west, huh?
Is the month of October important to you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my birthday month.
Happy birthday month in advance early. I get the feeling it's connected with the horse guy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Are you engaged?
Am I engaged? No.
Did he give you a big diamond?
I know who you might be connecting with.
Okay. It's making sense?
Pardon me?
Is it making sense?
It's making sense.
Okay.
Definitely. Right. October and the big diamond is making sense.
And the horse guy. Okay, you might be repeating a pattern.
Oh.
Yeah, so sometimes we get the same chewy goodness in a new package.
Okay.
All right, then.
I also am picking up, like, a vegetable garden.
Oh. Yeah, that means that I should probably be growing more veggies.
Could be,
but I got carrots.
Pardon me?
I got carrots, too.
Carrots?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which to me means you need to see things differently.
I didn't hear that last part.
You need a new phone. No, carrots to me generally would mean that you need to see things differently.
Oh, I need to see things differently.
Yeah, look through different glasses or take off the rose-colored glasses.
Oh.
I could talk about rose-colored glasses for days.
Oh.
I know all about those.
Yeah.
Well, a vegetable garden to me means like a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that.
Okay. Don't let the horse guy eat your vegetable garden.
Thank you, ladies.
Are you, is your name Carrie by chance?
Carrie? No.
With a K? Does that name make sense to you, Carrie, spelled with a K?
No.
Were you ever a gymnast?
No.
Okay, I'm seeing someone I knew named Carrie, who was very short and, oh, just cute as a bug, and she was a gymnast.
Oh.
Write that name down, K-A-R-I, it's important.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Janet, do you have anything else?
Nope.
Okay, I'm seeing chocolate bonbons.
Well, that's interesting. I have a little bag of malted milk bars sitting by my computer.
I think you should get right on them.
You think?
Yeah. Hey, you're a lot of fun. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Have a good night.
Oh, wow, that was incredible. The horse, the vividness of the horse that I was seeing.
So you said you were smelling it.
I grew up on a farm, and it just.
There's no smell like that smell.
You know where you're at. Even if you're blindfolded.
I've done my share of picking road apples, I know. So, what does carrot mean to you?
You know, when I see carrot, I think of a diamond ring.
Okay. Hey, that would make sense. And I was picking up diamonds.
Yeah.
She's getting a diamond ring, isn't she?
I think so.
It's a big one.
And I think it's got something to do with the horse man.
I think it does. I'm just a messenger. Okay. I hear another beep. Let's go ahead and take it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Julie and Janet.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad.
I'm enjoying your show.
And we're enjoying you.
Where would we be without you?
Does the name Peter make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
He's
wow. I love it. I love to get names. That's one of, like, it thrills me.
Uh-huh.
Is there something to do with a Bible or a holy book?
Not really.
Are you sorting out what you believe?
Yes.
Okay. They're showing me a Bible, and they're showing me a Bhagavad Gita, and they're showing me scrolls, and they're showing me holy books.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a saying, and you won't find it in most religious circles, but it's a saying I really like, take what you like and leave the rest.
Oh, okay.
You'll hear that in spiritual circles, but you will not hear that in religious circles.
That's right. That's true.
You'll hear lightning bolts. So, Janet, are you getting anything?
Well, I was going to ask her, are you a jogger, or are you running to something or from something?
I work out, yes. I mean, is that what you mean?
I'm picking up on. I just see a jogger.
Oh, a daughter.
A jogger, a runner.
Oh, a jogger. Yes, I am a jogger.
Okay. Cool.
But I'm. Yeah, I always run from things.
Do your hips hurt?
I'm sore from working out. Actually, yes.
Take it back. My hips just started to hurt really bad. Did you do something today that jarred your body or jarred your hips?
I don't think so, but I'm, like I said, I'm sore from a pretty heavy workout from yesterday, and I'm feeling that today.
Remember when you had a baby?
Oh, yes.
And they said you're going to feel a little pressure?
Yes.
And you threw something at somebody?
You wanted to kill somebody?
Yeah, you did this to me. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, my hips, it's like, they really hurt. Keep an eye on your hips.
Okay.
And I'm feeling like my left hip socket feels open and empty and like it has air in it, like it's out of joint.
Okay.
And have you ever had your knee out of joint?
I wouldn't say out of joint, no.
It's the weirdest feeling in the world. And you want to pop it back, but you don't want to move.
Okay.
Okay? It's like, ah! That's kind of what I'm feeling, so please watch out for your hips.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how you're jogging, but... do you collect old toys?
No.
Okay. I'm seeing, long ago and far away, I had an antique store, and one of the coolest things we ever had in there was a pair of shoes with springs on the bottom. Like a lawsuit waiting to happen, so you can't find them anymore. But they were an old toy, and old toy collectors would come in and look at those and just salivate. They were just really cool. Do you collect something old? Any more than two is a collection.
Okay.
All right, like Pez dispensers or... I feel like toys, child things, childlike things.
I'm sure I do. I don't know what, but I do like some stuff.
Yeah. Okay. These old spring shoes, I just keep seeing them. Do you know someone named Dave?
No.
Okay. All right.
I'm getting a music box.
A music box, huh? I have a couple of those.
So
I have a collection.
Collection.
Technically, that's it. It's your collection. Have you had them since you were a child?
One of them was my mother's, yes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So I guess my question is, do you see any love coming my way anytime soon?
Janet, you want to take that?
I get that you're real close to somebody right now that you consider them a friend.
Okay.
And they would like to take it to another level. The reason I'm saying that, my ex-husband and I were very close friends for many years, and then all of a sudden he asked me to marry him. And so, you know, that and I immediately saw him. So that tells me that either a coworker or a really good friend of yours, somebody that you hadn't really thought about having a relationship, that type of relationship with.
I think that's where I was, the spring shoes that I saw and the name Dave.
Hmm.
I'm kind of feeling like you need to lighten up and start to play.
Okay.
And I distinctly get the name Dave.
Well, okay.
Yeah, you work with anybody named Dave?
Yeah, but...
Okay, next.
Dave, if you're listening.
Yeah, Dave, go for it. here's your chance.
Okay.
Sometimes, though, when we get back to that childlike sense of who we were, we actually connect with the love of our life.
Well,
I'm
certainly trying to do that.
If you find those spring shoes, I would say go for it.
Like to actually purchase them?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're cool. Yeah, they were just a neat thing. And to find things like that, you have to go into actual antique stores.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, there's some interesting people hang out in those places.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. Maybe that will be my new hangout.
There you go. I keep seeing a question mark. Do you have another question?
It would revolve, well.
And I'm getting flour. Is this a health thing?
No.
White flour, white refined flour, which has absolutely, I don't eat it.
No, I know, I'm actually trying not to eat anything white.
Okay.
Although I backslide on occasion.
That rules out that ice cream in your freezer, I can come over.
Yeah, can I go back to the relationship thing? I was getting, my eyes were hurting, and I immediately thought that, okay, I'm not seeing what I'm looking at, or I'm seeing something, I'm not seeing what I should be seeing when I'm looking at something, and thinking about it now, I think, well, maybe you're looking at somebody, you've known somebody for a long time, and you're not looking at them the way you should be looking at them.
Okay. Would that be, I'm looking at them in a, okay.
Maybe you're looking at the outside rather than the inside.
Well, I've been off and on with someone, and I have a tendency to look at only the good and not the bad.
Okay, maybe that's why my eyes hurt.
That's not working for you.
Yeah, no, it's not working.
Think about, you know, like Janet said, it's probably somebody that you work with or somebody that's a friend. And if we can look at them differently and quit looking at the container and look at what's inside of the person, sometimes we can really see what's in there or what they have to offer.
So are you? So I'm assuming this is two different people, the one that I'm looking at only the good and not the bad, and then the one that's unknown, like the friend.
What do you think, Janet?
Yeah, I do. I feel like it's two different people. I think that there's somebody that you've known for a long time that you should be looking at differently as far as a relationship.
Okay.
But then the one where my eyes hurt, that tells me that, you know, you're looking, you know, there's something negative there.
Also, does the name Wesley make any sense?
No.
Okay.
Well, it's a middle name of someone that I know.
Oh, okay.
But not a first name.
Is this a friend?
It's actually the friend that we're talking about.
Oh. Okay.
Well, the bad one.
Well,
Go figure,
yeah.
Okay, well, together we say it's somebody other than you're thinking about, right, Janet?
Yeah.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Entertain the idea that maybe possibly there's someone else.
Okay.
Okay?
I can do that.
All righty. And if you have white ice cream, I love French vanilla bean ice cream, and it's white, so technically you shouldn't eat it.
Right.
You can send it my way.
Okay. I'll remember that.
All right, then. Hey, you have a great night.
Hey, thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Gosh, we're almost out of time.
Already?
Ah! It goes too fast.
I know.
If you're trying to call in, hurry up.
There you go.
Hey, which ability do you feel like you use the most? Which of your five senses talks to you loudest?
Originally it was taste.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to be more body, you know, my entire body talks to me more, like my foot for the lead foot, and you know, my eyes hurting when you're looking at something such as, I don't want to see that, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm getting more body language now, but taste is still the Rex.
Hey, have you ever heard things that you know no one else in the room hears?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I start looking around and nobody else is looking around, I'm like, uh-oh.
You're not reacting to that. Yeah. Have you ever smelled things that you know no one else in the room is smelling?
Yeah. Yeah, like smoke signifies, you know, it's like a smoker type smell.
Hey, Janet, do you ever talk to yourself like it's normal?
Not normal?
Hey, with that, we have to go. Our time is up.
All righty.
It's been fun. This hour goes way too fast.
It does.
So for those of you out there, www.oldbisbeeghosttour.com, you want to talk to Renee, your ghost host, so you know what's coming up for Halloween 2008 and the big plans for January 2009. With that, have a lovely evening, and thank you. Good night.
Thanks, Julie. I had a blast.